White, W.C. White, Mary. Plano, Texas, November 14, 1878. Dear children, Willie and Mary, your cards and letters have been received. Father thought, as Willie would eventually come to Texas if we remained, it was essential that he should be at this meeting and report discourses. As this has failed, we would say to them, wait till we are better settled as to what to do. We shall, after this meeting, probably travel by private conveyance 100 miles to Peoria, where they have quite a church and a meeting house to dedicate. There is quite a large number going through with their wagons. Brother Kilgore's home is in Peoria. The house of Brother Baylor's will not be completed for 2 weeks after camp meeting. We will first go to Peoria. Then we will write again when we are settled what we will do. We have not yet fully decided what to do or where to settle. Father thought Mary Chinnick would be good as a copyist, but I think not. I think Mary had better follow out our first plan, get a thorough knowledge of every part of the work in folding room that she can fill in any position where needed. We have come on the ground only last night, and I have not been in meeting yet. Shall speak this afternoon, as the people are on the tiptoe of expectation. Might just as well let them feel at once that they have expected too much, that I am nothing but a weak, frail, imperfect woman at best, looking to and trusting in God alone to accomplish the work. There are now about 100 campers on the ground, and many cannot come. They have been so reduced in strength and in means they cannot leave their homes. It is the common testimony that there was never known such a season as the last winter and summer for sickness. Generally, it has been considered healthy here. Many families, numbering 9 in family, have come 100 miles by private conveyance. Father is lying upon the bed snoring. He has his nap every day. When he is not traveling, he keeps well. He is just rousing up and inquiring what time it is. We tell him, 1:45. Well, he says, I must get up and eat. Emma and I have taken our dinner. We came in last night at 9:30 at the station, found Elder Kilgore waiting for us with his carriage. He took us 3 miles to the camp. We found his tent pitched with fly, and good large tent with good solid floor and covered with carpeting, 2 good bedsteads with mattresses and feather bed covered with cotton mattresses, just as nice and better than in any camp meeting we have ever attended. A good stove, 2 tables, 2 rocking chairs. We are just as comfortably situated as we can well be. Food is brought into us. Our dishes are washed, and everything is done that can be done to make us happy. I will be able to give you a report more fully of our coming to Texas in my next letter. But my object in writing is to tell you to hold still just where you are, all of you, till you hear from us again. I hope, Willie, you and Mary will make the most of your time this winter. God bless you, dear children. And may you connect so closely with him that he will make you channels of light, both of you working together in harmony, lighting your taper at the divine altar. But let nothing separate you from the love of God. Let every day's history tell in the books of heaven of your improvement in the knowledge of God and in heavenly wisdom. Do not trust in yourselves, but in the living God. Your wisdom is foolishness. Connected with God, you will be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. The meekness of Christ is that which we all need to cherish. Do not become careless, self-sufficient, and independent. Lean heavily upon the arm that will never fail you. Trust implicitly in the power that is all-sufficient. Let us devote more time to prayer, to the study of the Word, and be never satisfied with present attainments. Higher and higher we may rise in the elevation of Christian character, till we, like Enoch, can walk with God. Press, oh, press closely to the side of your Redeemer. Urge your petitions. Never be beaten off by temptation, but make most earnest efforts. You will advance. You will grow in grace and the knowledge of the truth if you watch and pray and walk humbly with God. God bless you. Love to Aunt Mary and all members of the family. More soon. Mother.